Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, and that's alongside 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is December 16th, 2015, and we're going to talk about in life. Actually, the title is A Courageous and Intentional Life. My guest is Rosalind Franklin. Well, good afternoon, Rosalind. Good to have you here.
Nice to be here, and thank you, Lon. Nice to speak with you.
Well, Rosalind is a parent coach and the founder of Rosalind Franklin Group, but she lives in the California Bay Areas. And the topic is A Courageous and Intentional Life. So my question is, what do you mean by a courageous and intentional life?
Well, I think that living in a courageous and intentional life is a freeing and liberating way to live. So I try to live like that. Well, I didn't always live like that, but I choose to now. I think being courageous helps you. It leads to a bold life, a fearless life. I find it inspiring. I find it energizing, and I think being bold and courageous is something we all have inside us to varying degrees, and it's a skill that I think it creates liberty. I think it liberates us quite a bit, and so it's a skill that people can develop, and it's a leadership skill as well. So I think whether we're young or old, it's a very useful skill to have, and one that can be easily developed with intention.
All right. Well, there's a few things that are implied in here. Now, I presume you don't mean taking reckless risks. I guess that could be called courageous, but I assume that's not it. But what sort of, isn't it a risk?
Well, I think to be courageous with intention mitigates the risk, because that means there's some mindfulness around that. There's some thinking and some consciousness about the choices we make. And I think it also, when you're mindful and intentional, you are considering the risks, you're also considering the benefits of, if I take a courageous act, you know you're going towards something that you're choosing to do. So I think it does mitigate that risk. I don't think it allows you to be as reckless as you might be by just sort of being gung-ho. I've been told I have to be courageous, and you just go full for it. This way, with the intentionality and the mindfulness of it, you're choosing to make choices. And I think in your opening introduction, you say helping children who've made poor choices. And I think being courageous can actually help children not make poor choices. I think with intention, doing it with intention really can help them think about the choices they're making and become less fearful, because there's a consciousness around it. So I think it can play both ways.
Oh, yeah, well, I think don't have in mind the reckless type, but that that implies some other things, because as we know, life, sometimes things don't work out the way we plan, despite our intentions and our courage and our mindfulness. So I presume that also includes the courage to fail and then pick yourself up and keep going.
Yeah, I don't think courage means that everything goes right. I don't think being courage or intentional means that it goes right. I think that it allows you to choose a reaction to when things have gone wrong. How do you want to respond to that situation? And sometimes that takes courage in a different way, that to accept this failure, to accept that there's a problem. It's a courageous thing to face when you know things aren't right, whether you decide you're going off to a treatment program. If we're taking from a child's perspective, that's a courageous act from the parent's point of view. It's also a very courageous act from the kid's point of view.
Perhaps even
so
more
I think
so.
That, yeah, exactly. And I think the acknowledgement of that, and it's in for parents to be courageous, supporting a child, helping a child through those difficult times, that takes a lot of courage from parents, because the last thing parents want to do is see their children fail. So accepting that and saying we are where we are, and we have the courage to make different choices, look at things differently, look at ourselves differently, which I think for parents is a very big deal, because there's a self-awareness that I may be a great parent for three other kids that I have, one other kid that I have, but for this particular child, I need to look and be courageous about my own parenting skill and what else can I learn, do, and have the awareness to choose. So I think it just plays, it's a very playful skill and can be used in so many different ways that can be so beneficial.
Talking about the parents and parents sending, because I deal with this all the time, sending their child to a wilderness therapy or a therapeutic boarding school on that, it takes a lot of courage. That's the worst, last thing any parent that has a child, the last thing they think is 15, 16 years from now, they are sending them off to a boarding school. And you have to have the courage to look at it and say, this is for the kid's own good, or I'm doing the best I can. It's not working.
And it's also courage to not take notice of the stigma, because people love to judge. It's a non-judgmental act of love that one's doing for one's child. But it's also pushing away what we get from the exterior, from the external forces, the peer pressure from other parents, to not allow that to impinge on our decision making. And I think that's a really courageous and very important part that parents aren't always given that benefit of appreciation for the piece of it that takes that immense strength to do what's right for the child, regardless of what is going around externally and what other children are doing.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about a little bit more concrete. For example, maybe some parents bring to you and they have a child, early years of high school, been abused, and is fearful to take a risk. Any correction is considered a criticism of them and defending themselves, and it's not courageous and it's not intentional, just living for computer games or to get by without any real goals. How would you approach this in trying to help this child?
Well, I think firstly, I have a quote that sits on my desk and I live by, and I can apply it to an adult and I can apply it to a child. It says, it's an E.E. Cummings quote, and it takes courage to grow up and be who you truly are. And I think accepting who a child truly is, to be able to step back as a parent and without judgment and say, okay, they're not living the life that I want them to live. And I think it's very important to remember that you have to parent for the child that you have, and not the child that you wish you had or hope that you had, but the one that you're currently presented with. And love unconditionally, that doesn't mean without boundaries, it doesn't mean without expectations. But it's accepting where things are and being able to take a fresh look and create an environment for them. So from a parent's point of view, there are a few things that I think are helpful, is create a safe environment where children can speak about what's concerning them, and they know that they've got somebody who's listening to them that's not going to have judgment around them. Boundaries are important. I think people think that boundaries create problems. I actually think they create safety for kids. And I think that responsibility and accountability is a huge part of courage. And I think being responsible as a parent, again, it's taking the courage to say, what role have I played in this? And I think that's the hardest thing for parents to see. You know, we'll send the kids away and they'll get the skills and tools that they need and everything will be fine. Basically, the parents have to take a hard look and say, what part did I play in that? And I think that takes immense courage from a parental standpoint. And I think when people stand up for what they believe, you're becoming true to yourself and honoring one's own values. So I think there are places there, and I think as a parent, most often, the value is they want to do the best thing for their kids. So standing up and taking measures for that are important. I think it's also communication with a child. Listen to the child. Don't talk to your child. Talk with your child. Hear what they're saying. Be respectful of them and what they care about and what their values are. And so often we don't really hear, I think, sort of active listening with your ears, with your heart, and without judgment can be something we don't always do, because we do a lot of things with kids while we're very distracted.
Okay, so we've just about run out of time. We're pushing that 10 minutes pretty much. Could you tell me a little bit, as a parent coach, how would you define what you do, and then how somebody could contact you if they wanted to learn more about what you do?
So as a parent coach, I work in a collaborative relationship with the child's therapist, with the parents, and if there's a treatment facility or an educational consultant, I'm sort of that other piece that has a different perspective. I'm not a therapist. I work with the parents to help bring that awareness forward, and we discover things that we go along. The parental patterns and dynamics that are not always apparent become much more prominent, and so I work as an interactive sort of third leg of the stool with the other professionals that are involved in helping the child achieve their success.
Okay, so you're part of that whole piece and another perspective to bring into it. So it isn't only the therapist that's going to be the miracle worker and working with a family or working with a child. Okay, yeah. How would somebody want to contact you? What's the best way to contact you?
My telephone number, my office is 415-789-5121. And I can be reached by email at rosalind@rosalindfranklingroup.com.
All right, then, and of course, rosalindfranklingroup.com is also your website. That'd be another place to go.
It is, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much. The time went by really fast, but I've been very enlightening, Rosalind. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Rosalind Franklin, a parent coach and the founder of the Rosalind Franklin Group, and she lives in the Bay Area of California, but I presume you work with people all over. And so if you have any questions about parent coaching or about a courageous and intentional life, or to see if maybe Rosalind can help you personally, and give her a call. Well, thank you very much. It's been good to have you here.
Thank you so much, Lon. Good to speak with you.